Charlie Brennan on The Voice of St. Louis. Thank you very much for joining us today, everybody. Danny Varghese is the CFO, and Tejas Patel is the Chief Technology Officer and Engineer Product Developer for Hummingbird Technologies. This is a startup that's going to have a product I think all of our listeners will want very soon. It's not on the market yet. But Danny and Tejas, thanks a lot for joining us today on The Voice of St. Louis KMOX. Yeah. Good to have you
thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, tell us a little something about your product.
Well, it's a indoor home incubation system for plants. So basically, it's a gardening system, like a mini greenhouse for your house. It controls lighting, humidity, temperature. So all you had to do is put the seeds in and forget about it.
It does all the work for you?
All the work for you.
Even the watering?
Yep, everything.
And this is for people who want the nice plants and maybe vegetables, but they don't want to do any work.
Yes, for that, and also people that live in apartments that don't have backyards, or people who travel a lot who can't take care of their plants all the time.
Is it, correct me if I'm wrong, for people who are growing marijuana?
It could be for that, but, you know, I don't tell what the consumer does with my product after I sell it.
But, you know, we found out, we actually did some research on this area, you know, so we found out that heavy smokers of marijuana actually spend about $5,000 a year on this. So if they end up buying our product, we're giving them a 10x value proposition. So we only spend $500, and you can save up to $5,000 a year on it. You know?
Okay, very good. Mr. Varghese, you're currently at Washington University.
That is correct.
How old are you?
I am 28 years old.
28?
28.
Okay. How about you, Mr. Patel?
I'm 27.
And you just moved here from Chicago to start this business in St. Louis.
Exactly.
Why did you come to St. Louis?
Well, we won Arch Grants, and we got a $50,000 investment here in St. Louis, so I wanted to come out here and try out the job.
How much will this product cost?
It will be $550.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Nectar.
The Nectar, yeah. From Hummingbird.
From Hummingbird.
Okay. The Hummingbird Nectar.
Uh-huh. And when do you expect it to be in the stores?
So we're expecting to launch this product through a Kickstarter campaign, and right after that, we'll roll out to different stores.
Are you looking for investors?
We are currently looking for investors right now. And to be honest with you, right after this event, we're going to an angel investment. So we're trying to raise some money from some angels.
That's today.
Yeah, it's today, after this.
And who came up with the idea for this?
It was actually me and the CEO of the company, Marine Asilisky. We were just, after college, we were like, oh, what do we want to do? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we can figure out an idea. We started thinking like, hey, gardening is pretty difficult. We can easily control the environment. So why not do that?
That's fascinating. And are these plants that were growing indoors for a while then to be transported outside or?
You could do it either way. You can transport them outside if you wanted to, or you can just continue growing them inside the greenhouse.
Would one use these to grow herbs or?
Yeah, you can grow herbs, tomatoes, anything you can grow hydroponically, you can grow in this device.
How big is the Nectar?
Right now, it's 3 feet tall, maybe 2 feet wide all around. So, but it's completely scalable. I can make it to whatever size, like a countertop model or a larger model for bigger plants.
So it could be for a home in Chesterfield on an acre, or it could be for an apartment in Manhattan.
Exactly.
Right. You know, another use case I was thinking was that, you know, is this Japanese strawberries. So if you're interested in growing Japanese strawberries in St. Louis in the winter, you can just put those seeds in and adjust the system to grow, to adjust the variables to make sure it grows Japanese strawberries inside St. Louis, inside the Hummingbird Nectar.
Now, will the Nectar's computer know how much temperature and light and heat for the Japanese strawberries?
Yes, we have a database system that takes in the optimal growth rates for most plants, and you can just click on our app after you drop in the seeds, and it'll optimally grow it.
You say it's $550?
Yep.
How much will it cost at Sam's?
Sam's? I'm not
sure. So, right now we're positioning this product as a premium product, so Sam's is not on one of the lists, of retailers right now.
I'll buy one. I like this idea.
It's great. Where do you usually shop?
Well, where would I buy something like this? I don't know. If someone would tell me where it's available, then I'd go there.
Okay.
Yeah. But I might buy it online. Will you be selling it online?
We'll definitely be online.
Yeah, very good. So, I'll definitely buy one when it's out. Do you think that'll be 2016 or 2017?
It will be 2016.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll put one in the office down. I'll have Japanese strawberries after the show at 11 a.m.
Exactly.
Why not? Hey, that's really exciting. What if Mr. Varghese or Mr. Patel, people want more information about this, where do they go?
So they can go visit our website at www.growwithnectar.com.
It's Grow With Nectar?
Yep.
Growwithnectar.com. All right, I'll check that out. And do you think St. Louis is a good place to start a business?
I mean, so far we're the recipients of the Arch Grants, and I mean, this is like the perfect place to start a business right now. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're getting an investment, non-equity, you know, non-dilution. So you're getting pretty much money to start up your business from nothing.
But Tejas, do you miss Chicago?
I miss it a little bit, you know, miss friends, family, but I'm getting settled in St. Louis, and I like it here.
Have you tried toasted ravioli?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, wow, you really are new to St. Louis. All right, thanks a lot. Growwithnectar.com. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Next week at this time, we'll have another of the 123rd in our series of interviews on the growing entrepreneurial movement in St. Louis.